If you're thinking of buying a property in the UK, I want you to stop right now and think about what you're doing. Buying a property is an enormous investment decision. People spend years saving up a deposit to buy a house, whether that's an investment or somewhere to live. And as important as it is to know what to invest in, it's also important to know some of the danger zones where potentially not to invest. In this video, I'm gonna give you the top six places where not to invest in property in 2024. So at number six, I'm going to say Blackpool. Blackpool, back in the 50s and 60s, and even when I was growing up as a kid, was kind of like the go-to area to go on a holiday resort. It was the crown jewel of British staycations. Millions of visitors every single year used to go to Blackpool on holiday. So for serviced accommodation, it was amazing. I did a financial freedom challenge in Blackpool in 2019. So not to say you can't make money in Blackpool, but let me tell you why right now I think Blackpool is a dangerous place to invest. Firstly, the huge decline of domestic tourism in favor of overseas travel has hit Blackpool hard. In the last few years, the number of visitors has significantly decreased. This reduction in tourism has had a devastating impact on the local economy. Many hotels and B&Bs have struggled to even stay afloat, leading to closures, job losses. Local businesses that once thrived in the influx of tourism have now seen a significant downturn in trade. The high unemployment rates, the economic challenge, have further compounded the issues, contributing to a 3% decrease in property values over the last year. And the average house price in Blackpool is now about £135,000, a reflection of the economic struggles the town is facing. Can you make money in Blackpool? Yes. Is it a tough nut to crack? Absolutely. And unlike many cities, normally the closer you get to the city centre, the more popping it is. Whereas with Blackpool, FY1, the centre of Blackpool, the closer you get to the centre, the more devastating it is, the higher the crime, and the more problematic the property investments are. So number six is Blackpool. Now, on to number five. I got loads of students in Croydon, Greater London, and it once was a bustling hotspot with massively ambitious redevelopment plans. But Croydon has seen a significant decline in property values. In the last year alone, prices have dropped by 3.4%, making it the biggest faller amongst the London boroughs. The average house price right now is around £396,000. And Croydon has a very low rental yield of around 3.2%, which is terrible. So let me explain what return on investment is. So when you're investing in a property, you want to buy low, rent high. But the problem is in Croydon is, yeah, rents might be relatively high, but house prices compared to rents, the return's really bad. Is Croydon good or bad? I'd say it's pretty bad, pretty tough market, and that is why I'm listing it at the worst investment areas, number five. Number four is Reading. I know some people from Reading are going to be upset here. The commuter town west of London, Reading, has a lot of challenges, especially with the implementation of Article 4. Article 4 directions have removed a lot of permitted development rights, making it very difficult for property owners to convert your houses into HMOs without getting full planning permission. And the Reading Council are notoriously bad at giving planning permission, which has significantly slowed down development projects. It's added to the costs and the hurdles for property investors, and many local developers have shared how these restrictions have affected their ability to create profitable HMO investments, contributing to a decrease in property values again. Now, HMO is a property rented out room by room with at least three people in it, which is a great strategy for a property investor. You know, renting out a house room by room, you're increasing the value, you're maximizing the rent, but that's very, very difficult now in Reading. And Reading also, houses have been dropping in Reading. They've dropped by 2.8%, with the average home now costing around £360,000 to buy in Reading. At number three, we've got Hemsby, which is in Norfolk. And on the surface, investing in Hemsby might seem like a great idea. You know, it's like a quaint coastal town, like other beautiful landscapes, peaceful lifestyle, charm of seaside living, and it's easy to see why someone might be attracted to buying a property there. However, Hemsby has been severely affected by coastal erosion, and in recent years, several properties have literally been lost to the sea, including dramatic scenes in 2013 when seven houses fell onto the beach. And recently, local residents have shared their heartbreaking experiences of watching their homes literally crumble away due to the relentless erosion. So the average house price in Hemsby is around £220,000, which is a little bit less than average. For houses directly on the erosion line, the values are getting closer and closer to zero. Hemsby definitely had to be on the list of a very dangerous area to invest. Number two is Covent Garden. Now, this will shock you, okay? Covent Garden, you may know it as a vibrant market, theatre district, has seen a staggering 27% drop in property prices over the last 5 years. Every year, just dropping. The average house price in Covent Garden is still high at around 1.2 million. Bear in mind, it's dropped 27% in the last 5 years. The average rental yield is 2.7%. which is probably the least attractive area for property investment in the entire country. The average rent for a one-bedroom apartment is around £3,000 a month. For a two-bedroom apartment, £3,500. But to buy a property in the area, I mean, you are literally going to get a 2% return investment, which is probably not even going to keep up with inflation. Rental demand in Covent Garden is considerably lower to other central parts of London. Serviced accommodations are regulated there. And you buy a property there, it's very likely to continue dropping. So I'm out. Covent Garden, I'm out. Next, number one. Worst place to invest. My least likely place to do a financial freedom challenge, where it'd be the toughest, would be Aberdeen, Scotland. Aberdeen, Scotland, known for its ties to oil and gas industry, has seen significant fluctuations in property values. Over the past few years, house prices in Aberdeen have declined by about 7%. That's mainly due to the downturn in the oil sector and broader economic challenges as well. The average house price in Aberdeen is around about £160,000, which reflects the decline. In terms of rental yields, Aberdeen offers, you know, better, certainly better than Covent Garden returns. But the local market conditions make it very, very tricky area for investment. There have been some notable differences between Scotland and England generally when it comes to legislation. Scotland has different stamp duty rates and different tenants' rights with much stronger protections for tenants. Also, Scotland has implemented rent caps and eviction bans to protect tenants. So Aberdeen, I'm saying, is probably my least favourite area to go and invest right now. So there you have it from me, as requested from you subscribers. That is my top six worst areas to invest in the UK. It's really important to note as well, just because an area like Covent Garden, for example, might be terrible for buy-to-let, it might work for something else. Maybe development opportunities. Or it might be that Aberdeen might be really bad for one thing, but could be good for something else. So I wouldn't rule off an entire city for property investment altogether. It's important to just choose the right strategy for the right area. But those were my six most dangerous areas, fraught with problems. I want to know, do you disagree with me? Or do you agree with me? Were there any areas that I missed off that you think are even worse? Let me know in the comments. Don't forget to like and subscribe. I engage and interact and listen to all of your comments. And if you've got any more ideas that you want me to do to shoot a video on, you've got thoughts, comments, questions, let me know below. I look forward to reading your comments, and I'll see you next time.